You know, Christians are actually citizens of another place. Our citizenship is in heaven. We're people whose Father, our Father God's in heaven. Our treasure, our home, are in heaven. We're born from above, and our affections and attention are set on things above. As citizens of heaven, we're ambassadors who represent the kingdom of heaven on earth. We're a testimony of how good God is, just like Scott sang in that song. God is so good. And so what does it mean to be an ambassador? Take your Bibles, please, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're in for a treat tonight. But before we get there, I wanted to just say a couple of things and read this verse here again. You're familiar with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Where it says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God." And so what does it mean to be an ambassador? Well, an ambassador is a representative. And actually, an ambassador many times, if not all the time, is a foreigner in the country where they are living. An ambassador is only a temporary resident of the country where they are living. And an ambassador always keeps in mind the one that they serve. That is really their purpose. And an ambassador will assist those who wish to immigrate to their country. So they're a representative, they're a foreigner living in the country where they are currently living, but that's not really their home. They're a temporary resident where they're living in that country. And no matter where they go or what they do, they're always connected and tied back to the one that they really serve. That's really their purpose in being there. And also with the thought that they're willing to help other people who want to join their cause. So we're going to do something here for just a moment. So sit back, enjoy. Some of you will really, I think, enjoy this. Bless your heart.
Now then. Not when we die, right now, because we've got the word, we've got the ministry, right now, we are what? No good. We don't amount to anything. Oh, that's not what the word says. Now then, verse 20 of 2 Corinthians 5, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you, in Christ's stead be ye reconciled to God. For he, God, hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we, you and I, might be made the righteousness of God in him. Well, glory, hallelujah. That's what it says. That's what it means. That's something. Listen, God made Jesus to be sin for us who knew no sin, that you and I might be made the righteousness of God. How righteous is God? As righteous as righteousness, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now then, we're ambassadors. Well, why don't you act like it for once in your life? You're an ambassador. You know what an ambassador is? He's some poor old fella. You know, let's say I'm the ambassador. I've just been appointed by the president to be the ambassador to Timbuktu out in Short Alley. You know what I'd do? Well, I'd blow all the buttons off of my shirt if he just called me up and said, "Will you be my ambassador?" But the word of God says you're an ambassador. And you know what happens? So what? Awful, eh? What an ambassador. Hey, if the president called you and asked you to be ambassador, you know what you'd do? You'd go home, you'd go up in the attic. You'd get out that old suitcase that's all ragged and worn, you know, and busted in on the side. Oh, yes, and being an ambassador, you have to have your tux and tails and your full dress, your black tie, you know, and the stiff kitty. So you go upstairs, and there's that one hanging up there all full of dust, and it's sort of caved in at the top a little bit because the kids sat on it a few times. and you bring it down, and of course, that old suit, you look at those tails, and they're all moth-eaten, all full of holes, yeah, all of that. And if you go the right territory, you remember you got to take your umbrella if you go one direction, because it always rains there. So you go up and you bring your umbrella down and you lift that thing up, you know, and it's all full of holes. Now you get all packed up and you're headed that way. No, you don't. Boy, if they call you to be an ambassador, you go out and you buy your new tux and tails and your black tie. That's right. You get yourself a new umbrella and a new top hat. New luggage, everything else. Why? Because they've called you to be an ambassador to some nation. Boy, nobody gets excited about being called an ambassador of God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? The nation would call you, everybody'd come over, they'd visit, we'd have a big do, a big party, big celebration. But when you're born again of God's Spirit, the Word says you're an ambassador for Christ. Nobody gets excited about it. Nobody even gets hepped on it, you know. Nothing at all. And you know how the average ambassador looks? The average Christian ambassador? He sure looks the part, doesn't he? Yeah, that's right. Born again of God's Spirit, now I got to carry all the sins, you know. And I got to pray for hours, you know, and I pray and I pray. Why? Because I got the burden of the world on me. Oh, I so want to see Maggie Muggins get saved. And old Herman Beloco, he's going to that tavern every night. I got to get him out of that tavern. I got to get that old boy saved. So I got his burden on my shoulder. And there's old Johnny Jump Up, hasn't been jumping too well lately. And I got the burden on his shoulder. So here I am, weighted down with all the sins of the world. And I'm a Christian, oh Lord, oh Lord. What a wonderful Christian I am. These sins all on my shoulder. After all, you got to bear the cross, you know. If you don't take up your cross, there's no way up there for you. So I bear the cross on all these shoulders. My, it's such a glory to walk for the Lord. My, how I praise Him for being so wonderful to me. Oh, yes. Boy, what a great ambassador, huh? Isn't that something? So I invite him to go to church on Sunday morning, and I say, wouldn't you like to go to church with me? No thanks, boy. No thanks, no church with you. Why? I'm all burdened down. I am the absolute epitomization of the reconciliation, the justification. No, look at me. Oh, it's such a hard job to be a Christian. You got to watch how you walk. Now we're ambassadors, it said. What kind of an ambassador is it? Nobody want to go to church with. Nobody wants that kind of religion. Even if it's the truth of God's word, they wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it either. I wouldn't go to church with you either. That's right. Did you ever see a fella come out of the corner saloon? Had a little different kind of spirit in him, maybe. That's right. But he comes out of that old corner saloon, and he hasn't got a nickel left in his pocket. That's right. A boy comes out of that old saloon, you know, and he throws his old shoulders back and puts his old hand in his pocket and he walks around the old street and he says, man, I can lick any man in town tonight, you know. That's right. But the poor old Christian, whoo, gotta bear the burden, gotta watch that I never have any fun in life because after all, God might not like it, you know. Now then, we're ambassadors. Boy, when are we going to believe our sonship rights? When are we going to throw our shoulders back and stand erect for once in our lives, take a breath, and say, get out of the way. Here comes the man of God. That's right. Why not walk down the streets in your community, in your area, in your city, in your town, in your section of the country? Walk down those streets with your shoulders back and your head held high and say, I'm a son of God. I'm an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. How are you this morning? Well, I'm wonderful. Well, praise the Lord, I am too. Isn't this a wonderful day? Our God's a good. They'll wonder what happened to you. You know why? Because we become so acclimatized to see the average Christian emaciated and defeated that nobody has walked out with their head held high and their shoulders erect to say what the Word says. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I are what the Word of God says we are. We have what the Word of God says we have. We'll be what the Word of God says we'll be. And it says we're ambassadors now. Right now, beloved, we're the sons of God as ambassadors. But it doth not yet appear what we shall be.
But we know that when we see Him, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. We are ambassadors. We carry the evidence, the manifestation, the truth of how good God is. We are citizens in heaven. That's where we're seated. And we have a story to tell. We have good news to give out. And so let's not let the burdens of the world, all the political schemes, all the things that happen, the news, and everything else that just wants to kind of get into our head and take us down. I just love the passion wherewith Dr. Werwolf teaches this that segment in Power for Abundant Living. We are ambassadors for Christ. We put on our best clothes, our best whatever it is we have, and we walk forward in the power of the Spirit because God has made us to be victorious as sons and daughters of God. An ambassador, yeah, he's a foreigner in a country where he lives. That's us. We're living down here on earth. Remember, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. We're only temporary residents. Christ is coming to gather the church. And we're always mindful of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we serve. And we are on a mission in assisting those who express an interest in immigrating to our country, the country and citizenship of heaven. Father, you're so good and kind to us. I just thank you, Father, that we're refreshed and thankful tonight to once again be reminded of the kind of dynamic lifestyle that we can have. Maybe we don't go out and aren't just all excited like we were maybe 30 years ago, but in our own way, Father, that we can project and live and love and live that love that's just matured within our hearts as we've grown and developed in our relationship with you. And thank you, God, that you are so kind and so good. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.